Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. People living in Greater Brisbane are in lockdown for the next 3 days. From 5 p.m. today, people must stay at home. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says you can only leave your house for 4 reasons.
Of course, for essential work and to buy essential supplies, food, medications and so forth, to look after a vulnerable person and for exercise. And people, as in the past, can have up to 2 visitors to their home and they can go out and exercise in a family group or, if they're by themselves, with one other person from a different family group.
Everyone in Queensland must wear a face mask. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Greater Brisbane is now a coronavirus hotspot. She says other states and territories should change travel rules and also declare Brisbane a hotspot. New South Wales, Victoria, and the Australian Capital Territory have already limited travel from 2 suburbs, Moreton Bay and Brisbane City. All people who come from these suburbs must isolate and get tested. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dath says she will be in contact with health officials in New South Wales.
I will be making a phone call to the New South Wales Health Minister, particularly because 2 individuals have been in Byron Bay while they've been infectious.
New South Wales has called more than 20,000 people who recently visited Queensland. Close contacts are being closely watched, especially people who live close to the border between the 2 states. Many restrictions have been lifted in New South Wales, but people still need to check in by scanning a QR code. You do not have to wear a mask, but experts still recommend it on public transport. Dancing and singing are now allowed. Another Coalition MP is complaining about sexual harassment in Parliament House. Nationals MP Anne Webster says she has told Nationals leader, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack, about it. The man has apologised to Dr. Webster and says he will not do it again. Dr. Webster says she is shocked. Australian tourism businesses say they are worried people will lose their jobs now that JobKeeper has ended. Treasury Secretary Stephen Kennedy says up to 150,000 people could be out of work. The Director of Global Ballooning Australia, Kif Saunders, says people don't know what will happen next.
After an extended lockdown in Melbourne of over 7 months and then a whole lot of disruption over that kind of summer period where we would be our peak period for trading, there isn't a huge amount of cash reserves. It's particularly concerning coming into winter in the southern states. It will be a low period for domestic tourism, which would normally be filled by at least a steady flow of international travellers. We will have to just assess this as we go forward.
The United Nations is negotiating with China about a visit to Xinjiang. The UN wants to see how the Muslim Uyghur ethnic minority is being treated. The UN says at least 1 million Uyghurs are being held in camps. China has rejected all claims of human rights violations. The European Union wants to introduce a vaccine passport. The document will show if you have been vaccinated against COVID-19. It will also say what vaccine was used. The passport will also say if you have had antibodies. The EU hopes it will help with travel across the continent. You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic.